Innovating Casino Games Through Agility and Creative Risk-Taking. Interview with Bellotra's Mikhail Danilevsky. In the ever-changing world of iGaming, adaptability and innovation are key to staying ahead. Few companies embody this as well as Bellotra Games. In the newest addition to our exclusive interview series, we speak with Mikhail Danilevsky, Head of Business Development, to explore how Bellotra has transformed from a land-based veteran into one of today's most dynamic online casino content providers. From tailored game design and cultural localization to rapid market expansion in LATAM and beyond, Mikhail offers a behind-the-scenes look at Bellotra's growth and its vision for the future. Hello and welcome, Mikhail. Thank you for speaking with us. You joined Bellotra Games in late 2019 and rose from business development manager to head of business development. To what do you attribute this growth? Hello and thank you for having me. At Bellotra, there's a saying, the most common reason someone leaves the company is retirement. That says a lot about the internal environment. It's a space that encourages growth, development, and long-term commitment. What helped me grow personally was the dynamic nature of the industry itself. iGaming evolves rapidly, with new operators and fresh ideas constantly entering the market. This influx creates opportunities for meaningful partnerships and demands leaders who can think strategically. Over the years, I've built a clear vision for Bellotra's development, and I'm proud to have the trust and platform to help execute it. What would you say has been the most significant transformation Bellotra Games has undergone since you became part of the team? The shift from land-based to online gaming was a defining transformation for us. It wasn't a simple copy-paste of games from cabinets to browsers. It required us to rethink our entire development structure, hire digital native talent, and adapt our workflows to an environment that never stops moving. At Bellotra, we've also committed to releasing at least one game each month. That pace is ambitious, but it keeps us agile. In such a competitive space, the real challenge is maintaining your unique DNA while evolving. We've learned how to innovate without losing sight of who we are. In a recent interview, your colleague Andres Trollson described the Brazilian gaming market as Bellotra's top priority. Could you share what makes this market so appealing and how you envision Bellotra's expansion in these newly regulated territories? LATAM, especially Brazil, is a fascinating region. It's culturally diverse, emotionally expressive, and has a strong appetite for immersive gaming experiences. Players here want more than just casino games, they want entertainment, stories, and emotional highs. We've already seen solid traction in Brazil and Argentina, and we're investing in tailored content and partnerships that respect the uniqueness of each market. Our expansion is based on listening, localizing, and long-term relationships. As you said, Bellotra is committed to releasing a new slot game every month. In a past interview, you mentioned that your team conducts in-depth research into player preferences to develop relevant and engaging content. Is this always your approach to game development? Would you say this research-driven process is a key factor in your game's success? Absolutely. We take a multi-layered approach. Data analytics show us what's working and where. We collaborate closely with casino partners to understand real-time player behavior. However, we also delve deeper, engaging directly with communities, analyzing qualitative feedback, tracking trends, and learning from streamers and influencers. This combination of complex data and soft insights allows us to stay aligned with market needs while also anticipating where those needs are headed. One of your flagship products, the Mummyland Treasure Slot, includes numerous customizable features, from buying a bonus to enhancing bonus chances with the bet plus 25% function. Do you think this level of personalization makes Bellotra a preferred partner for operators? And what would you consider your biggest sales asset? One of our core strengths is our openness to new ideas and inspiring collaborations. We've even been nominated for several awards this year, based on our custom-developed games for major operators. We've successfully developed exclusive games like BitStars Treasures, and we're continuing to push that envelope. That ability to adapt, while still delivering a distinctly Bellotra experience, is something our partners value deeply. Looking back at Bellotra's 32-year journey, what would you say has been the company's most significant leap of faith? And looking ahead, what major milestone or achievement are you aiming for next? While the digital transition was huge, I wouldn't call it a leap of faith. It was a logical step backed by market demand. However, we occasionally take calculated, creative risks. A great example is Blast the Base, a spring 2025 release that quickly climbed into our top three across markets. We knew it had something special, and it paid off. As for the future, we aim to diversify our portfolio beyond just slots. We want Bellotra to be known not only for top-tier slots but as a multi-genre content powerhouse. That's the next significant milestone. You've emphasized that analyzing player behavior and regional preferences is one of Bellotra's core strengths. Has there been a particular insight or market trend that truly surprised you? Do you sometimes experience those, wow, moments? For instance, in LATAM, the passion players bring is unmatched. They gravitate toward high volatility, emotionally charged experiences. It's not just about winning, it's about feeling. In contrast, European players often prefer depth and mechanics, whereas in Asia, symbolism and culturally resonant themes are of the utmost importance. These insights remind us that localization is far more than just translation. Every wow moment reinforces that lesson. Your success continues, with games like Blast the Bass recently recognized as one of the most played titles. When developing a game, do you set out with specific performance goals in mind, like aiming for most played, or is this something that naturally unfolds? With Blast the Bass, we started by reimagining a familiar fishing theme and giving it a high-energy, explosive twist. We didn't set out thinking, this will be the next top hit. We simply focused on creating something fun, dynamic, and a bit unexpected. Sometimes those ideas strike a chord in a way you can't predict. That's part of the magic of this industry. Beyond your product achievements and development strategy, what does Bellotra Games fundamentally stand for? Does your team share a common vision for how the company is positioned in the industry? A clear vision unites us, to be more than just a slot provider. We want to be innovators, collaborators, and storytellers. Our team thrives on experimentation, custom content creation, streamer partnerships, and adapting fast to feedback. That mindset of staying creative but grounded in data is something we all share. It's what pushes us forward. 10. Let's talk about Mummy's Mines, one of your latest releases. It follows the success of Mummyland Treasures, but what sets it apart? What can players expect that's different or unique? Mummy's Mines represents a leap within what we now call the Mummyverse, aka Mummy's Multiverse. It's our first experiment where a familiar character leads the player into a new game format, an instant game, not a slot game. Player response exceeded our expectations, especially compared to last year's instant game launch, X Towers. It proved just how powerful emotional attachment and brand storytelling can be. The next chapter of the Mummy universe is already in development, and it's going to surprise even the most loyal fans. You've also taken on the challenge of creating a branded game based on Mummyland Treasures. How do you approach such B2B requests? How does the development process differ when you're making a game tailored to an operator versus one aimed directly at end players? Is it more challenging working with external partners? Partnering with operators means we get an even sharper view of the player. It's a chance to combine our expertise with their insights and data. That was the case with BitStars Treasures. The game was born from player demand and mutual respect between our teams. Custom projects do require more coordination, but they also yield higher engagement and satisfaction. It's a win-win when the collaboration is strong. As fellow members of this fast-moving industry, diversity and competition are key drivers of progress. How does Bellotra approach the growing number of competitors entering the market? We've been around for over 3 decades, and, as I've already mentioned, our most significant evolution was going from land-based to digital. That experience truly taught us adaptability. Today, we're focused on constant reinvention, whether that's crypto integrations, unique math models, or new game types. Competition keeps us sharp, but our flexibility keeps us relevant. Finally, with that in mind, what piece of advice would you give to fellow game studios just entering the industry? Fast growth is exciting, but it comes with high expectations. My advice: be lightning fast in responding to market trends, sometimes even anticipate them. Never stop reinventing yourself, and choose blue ocean markets, regions like LATAM, where the battle isn't about ad budgets, but about ideas. That's where innovation truly wins. We thank Mikhail for sharing his insights and giving us a closer look at what defines Bellotra Games and what it takes to build a winning game studio. With more than 30 years of experience and a strong foothold in emerging markets, Balatra Games continues to prove that success in iGaming comes from both innovation and agility. As Mikhail highlights, the studio's commitment to player-driven content, creative risk-taking, and fast adaptation positions it as a partner of choice for operators worldwide. With exciting new developments set to come, both in slots and beyond, Balatra's story is far from told.